So, you guys, why don't you introduce yourselves for the listeners?
Hi, I'm Sean. I'm going into 8th grade. I'm 13 and I like playing basketball.
All right, good.
I'm Mari. I'm going into 7th grade. I'm 12 and I like hiking.
You like hiking?
Yeah.
You guys are both so athletic, so now you have interests in STEM programs, and you're also hikers and basketball players. You're already well-rounded, and you're not even out of middle school yet.
Yeah.
Okay, very cool. So, Audrey, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Alaska Native Science and Education Program is all about?
So the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program is a program at the University of Alaska Anchorage, and we work with students all the way from the middle school level up through high school, into college, and onto the graduate degree programs that are interest for students that are interested in the STEM field. Our pre-college programs focus on getting students excited and engaged and interested, putting their academics at the forefront so that hopefully they can they take the higher level in math and science courses before they get to college so that they're academically prepared once they get to the college level.
All right. So, could you talk a little bit about the steps that are involved? Because it does seem that in order to take some parts of the program, you need to have prerequisites. So, could you talk a little bit about that?
Okay, so we start off at the middle school level with our middle school academy, and the academy is for students in the 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and it's a one-time opportunity. They come on campus for 12 days. One of the first things they do is build a computer, and part of building the computer is the students sign in. The parents and the students sign a computer contract saying they are going to complete Algebra 1 before entering high school. So then the students are able to take that computer home and use it towards their education. And we want them to continuously stay engaged with us. And so what we offer the students that have successfully completed a middle school academy is what we call our STEM career explorations. And that's 1 week in length, and that's what the students you have in the studio with you did recently. They did participate in one of our STEM career explorations. And that's for students that have successfully completed a middle school academy before. And it's just one way that we are able to continue staying engaged with those students, bringing them back onto campus. Keeping them excited and interested with their education. And then once they get to high school, we offer our Acceleration Academy. That's for students in at the high school level where they could come on campus, stay for 5 weeks. They take a college class, and they also do some fun STEM-related activities during the afternoon. Then, once they're done with high school, the students can participate in what we call our Summer Bridge Program. It's for students that have just completed high school, just graduated, kind of, you know, that summer between graduating high school and entering college. They can come on campus for 10 weeks and they take a college class. And then they also have an internship with one of our partners. And then once they get to the college level, they can participate in our University Success program where we you know, continue to stay engaged with our students, helping them, you know, providing recitations, what we call recitations, where we have a tutor that helps them through some of the higher level math and science classes so that hopefully they can only need to take the class once. Did I answer?
Yeah, definitely. And so you guys have entered onto a long journey of classes, and do you guys remember completing a computer class?
Yeah.
You want to talk a little bit about what that experience was like? Do you guys remember?
Yeah. So we just we had we each person built their own computer, and it was pretty fun.
Oh yeah, what did they give you? Did they give you a bunch of tools, or what did they present you with at first?
The tower. They gave us like a box, and
they had everything in like bags and stuff, and we had, and they showed on the board what step to do, and they like, we built it step by step.
Yeah. So, what were the steps? Could you talk a little bit about what you had to do?
Like, they were plugging, like, wires a lot. We'd plug in, they showed us where to plug in a wire or how to do something. And, yeah.
Was it hard to, was a steep learning curve? Was it hard to get a hang of?
A little bit.
Yeah. And so what kind of help did they give you?
They gave us, like, instructions, and if you needed help, they'd come and help you.
Okay. Like, so they didn't just strand you in the desert of knowledge.
No.
That kind of sounds like IKEA. Have you guys ever been to that store?
No.
They don't have it on the island. But IKEA is basically where you get, like, a chair, and they say, all right, instead of giving you this chair, we're going to give you the legs, and we're going to give you the back, and you're going to make it yourself. And if you mess up, oh well.
Yeah.
So it kind of sounds like that, and it's a bit of a challenge and a puzzle. And did you get to use the computer at the end?
Yeah.
We got to keep them.
How does it perform? Are you, is it still running strong?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it works good.
Good job. And what do you use the computer for?
Sometimes, like, schoolwork. I listen to music on it a lot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it a good gaming system?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. It works just like PC. What kind of games do you play on it?
I don't know. Just, like, online games. But you could, like, if you wanted to, you could hook up, like, an Xbox to it or PS3 if you wanted.
Really?
With the, HDMI cable.
Okay, I'm going to call you after, and you're going to help me hook my Xbox up to my computer, because I feel that you are the right person to speak to on this, both of you. So that was the first time you did the STEM course, right?
Yeah.
So could you tell me a little bit about this recent course you did?
So, like, we built drones, and my team had I had two other partners, and we had to solder a bunch of stuff so that the wires would connect, like the positive and the negative wires. And then after we were done flying it, or after we were done building it, we got to, like, they gave us this simulator disk that we put in the computer, and then we had after we had to program our remote controls and use it to do the simulator. And so it taught us how to fly the drone, so we weren't, like, you know, we didn't, so that we knew kind of how to fly them before we did the competition.
Did you work with other kids, or did you each have a drone for yourself?
We were in a group of three.
Yeah.
Okay. So could you talk a little bit about how you worked with your teammates?
We when we were soldering, we'd each take turns holding the drone, soldering and putting the wire down while it was still melting, while the metal was still melting. And, while one of us was working on the drone, another one of our partners would, do the simulator. Yeah. And also, when we were, like, screwing together stuff on the drone, someone would hold the drone while the others would screw the propeller and the arms in and stuff, you know.
So what was the most fun aspect of the camp that you went to, the course?
I liked soldering. The soldering was fun.
You liked the hot burning tool?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you too? Is it just the appeal of having something possibly self...
Yeah.
Something dangerous? It's like, ha, they trust me. I have the power.
Yeah.
Did you guys get a rundown about how to use some of that tool before you did it?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, not...
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
They're like, the most minimal instruction yeah. possible, you guys.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure that's not true. So, did you have to wear, like, gloves, or what was the trick for that?
We just had to wear safety glasses.
Yeah.
That was it.
Okay. All right, were there sparks?
No.
No. Just, like, to make sure when we were flying the drones, I guess, nothing flew off and hit our eyes, you know?
Okay, good idea. You definitely don't want a drone in the face. I imagine that'd be unpleasant.
Yeah.
So, Audrey, could you speak a little bit about the next step for, if you guys are interested in continuing on in the same path, what the next step would be for the kids?
So, we have one 7th grader and one 8th grader. They have the 7th grader can come back next summer and participate in another STEM career explorations. We actually offer four per summer, and each of the sessions are different in their activities. So, say for example, these students participate in our UAV session, but we also have students coming this summer and participating in health sciences, renewable energy, and marine biology. So, they have if their students are still in middle school, they can come back year after year to participate in a variety of STEM related sessions. And then the ones 8th grade, they can either come back next summer and participate in another STEM session, or they can apply for our Acceleration Academy.
Okay, so and you guys partnered up with UA on this?
Yeah, we're a department of the University of Alaska Anchorage, and so all of our activities are held on campus at UAA. We have a floor in the housing area specifically just for middle school students, where the students stay while they're on campus, and then we have a building here on campus just for the middle school program.
Oh, okay. How long have you been working with UA on this program?
So I'm actually an ANSIP alumni. When I was going to school for my engineering degree, I was part of the university success component. This was before they had programs for the middle school students. And so then I graduated and I came back. And at the end of 2014 to work for ANSIP as a regional director in the middle school program.
Okay. Could you talk a little bit about the importance of introducing STEM career options to Alaska Native children?
Well, it's important because, for one, the Alaska Natives aren't represented in the STEM field like the general population is. And so what we're trying to do is, get more Alaska Native scientists and engineers, mathematicians. So hopefully when decisions are being made about, some of the resources in Alaska or in the communities, they'd be able to help the communities with those.
Mm-hmm. In the same track as talking about preparing people for the future, you're also going to prepare the students by making sure they're taking the right classes. Could you talk a little bit about some of the mathematics skills you're working on with the kids?
Yeah, so all the students that have applied for our middle school academy, they part of being accepted into the program is the students and the parents agree at the middle school level that they're going to complete Algebra 1 before entering high school. So basically we're putting students and parents in the driving seat of, their own education, and we want them to take Algebra 1 before high school so that they're prepared to take the higher level math classes in high school. And so then hopefully, once they get the higher level math and science classes in high school, when they get to campus, they'll be academically prepared for the math and science classes at the college level. So hopefully they don't have to take, unnecessary classes towards a degree program that they're interested in.
What kind of classes do you guys enjoy?
STEAM, which is...
I like math a lot.
Yeah.
And PE. I like PE a lot.
Okay, so we got gym, we got math.
Yeah.
And you said, what was it?
STEAM and math, yeah.
STEAM. What's that?
Science, technology, engineering, art, and math.
So oh, I see.
Different.
So you like all of it then.
Yeah.
Good, good. And is there one in particular that you prefer?
Not really. I like all of them.
How do you feel about learning algebra?
I like it. I want to learn it next year.
What is it about math that appeals to you?
I don't know. I just always liked it since elementary, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about art? You said you liked art, too.
Well, it's, like, part of the class, so I like it. I'm just not good at it.
That's all right. The first step is liking something, yeah. And then you get good at it eventually. If you like it enough. Mm-hmm. And is STEAMS kind of a course that your middle school is teaching you? Is it like a program?
It's a class.
Oh, it's a class. Yeah. So it's a STEAM class.
Yeah.
What does
yeah.
that look like?
They kind of like teach us everything.
Yeah, they teach us different things throughout the year.
Okay, and is that like one course per week, one course per day, or are they like saying, here, do math and make an art piece out of it? Like, what does it look like?
We kind of like learn about something, and then we'll do a project on it, and then we'll do that all year.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's a great opportunity. And what was the most recent project you did?
CO2 dragsters.
What was it?
CO2 dragsters.
What's that?
They gave us a block of wood, and we had to make a car out of, like, a little car out of the wood. And we had to put a CO2 cartridge in it so it would shoot down the hall, and we'd see how fast they'd go.
Okay. Could you design it like you wanted to?
Yeah.
Oh, so it is an art piece and a science piece. That's pretty cool. Did you guys get to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. That's cool. And what other projects did they get you to do?
Like water rockets. Yeah. And
water rockets. That sounds exciting. What's that?
Like, you just create your own water rocket with fins and out of a soda bottle, and then just, like, put a bunch of water in it, and then it shoots up. And whoever's, like, goes the farthest wins, you know? It's like a competition.
Who won?
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't remember who won.
That's because it doesn't really matter as long as you finish the project. Yeah. Do you guys know what you'll be taking next year, or is it a little bit early to decide what classes you're taking?
It's kind of early.
No pressure. It's only midsummer. You still have so many weeks left of vacation. Let's not think about school right now. So you guys, and I'm talking to the parents now because we also have a couple of mothers sitting here with us today. How did you guys learn about ANSEP and decide that that's something that your kids might be interested in?
This is Valerie, Sean's mom. I actually heard from one of the teachers that Sean was excelling in two of the classes, which was math and science, and then I should get him into the middle school academy. And that was like a week before the deadline to get all his paperwork in. Yeah, so it was really stressful and... but really worth it. So I had to even express mail through the plane to get the paperwork to my sister in Anchorage. It was really stressful. But so Sean, he's always been really a higher learning person. So he's really excelled in all of this. So it's worth it.
What was inside the application packet?
It was really confidential. The two teachers had to write letters that were... just really, they were in envelopes that I couldn't even see. So that was really neat. I really recommend if, you know, other students are, like, really smart, you know, that the parents have good relationships with the teachers so that they can get this done sooner than a week notice.
Audrey, how do you make sure that this is an opportunity that teachers and parents are aware of, because certainly many people don't think this far into what their kids are doing in the summer often.
So a lot of our outreach has just been by people telling, you know, parents telling other parents about the program. But then we put the students, Sean and Mari, attended Middle School Academy was our at-large academy, so it basically it was open to students from all over the state. And so we have a, on our website, ANSEP.net, we have a email list. And so when that is available, we send an email to everyone that has signed up to the mailing list, letting them know that the application is available. But then we also have middle school academies with specific school districts. We had some school districts around the state that said, hey, we've heard about this academy. We want to offer this just to our students. And so we've partnered with school districts around the state to offer that just for their students. We've been doing that for a number of years now. And but it's just kind of grown and expanded, and we get more and more applications every year just from mostly word of mouth. Mm-hmm.
So, Anne, you can pull the mic over to yourself over here. Yeah, why don't you introduce yourself?
I'm Anne Hansel, Mari's mom, and we heard about ANSEP because we lived in Anchorage, and her older brother, Avery, had participated in ANSEP and came home really excited and jazzed about everything he had done and everything he had learned. So Mari's 4 years younger than him, so she was ready and waiting to jump in and participate.
Okay, see, this is why older siblings are so useful, is because you can test your future on them and then see how it goes for you. And so what's he doing now? How's he doing?
He's doing great. We've been here in Kodiak for 4 years, and we're moving back to Anchorage, actually, this Saturday. So,
oh, wow.
The opportunities have been extended to him this whole time, so it's been really great.
Okay, so now you'll be even closer to ANSEP for the next time, the next part of the program you do. Mm-hmm. So when you first heard about ANSEP, and this was a while ago because your son already did it, how did you learn about it?
My children were enrolled in the Alaska Native Cultural Charter School in Anchorage, and so we had heard about it through staff there and older students who had gone through, and they had actually brought staff into the school so we could ask questions and learn about it. So, yeah.
Well, that seems like a cool school. What's that all about?
It's a charter school that is open to the public in Anchorage, and it's based on Alaska Native knowledge and learning and culture. So they, in every grade level, is assigned a different culture from the state, and then in the higher grades, like the middle school grades, they learn about Alaska Native tribal government and things like that. So,
fun.
Yeah, it's a really fun learning environment.
Okay, is Avery still, oh no, Avery is not still enrolled there because he lives here, but are you guys going to re-enroll in that?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, cool. So, not to put too much pressure on you guys, but do you know what you're interested in doing when you get older? And there's, you don't have to know.
I kind of want to be an engineer, but I'm not 100% sure yet.
Yeah, cool. Both engineering?
Yeah.
Well, there's a wide world of engineering out there. You could do computers or dams, or those are really the only things I can think of.
Yeah.
Wastewater treatment plants.
Yeah.
There's a lot you could do in that. What else do you like to do in your free time? I know you said that you like to do sports. You said basketball.
Yeah.
And you said hiking.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite hiking spot?
Pillar Mountain.
Pillar Mountain. That's a good one. It's one of my favorites, too. What else do you like to do?
Hang out with my friends. I don't know.
Hanging out with your friends. That's good. Yeah. What, do you have any other things you really like to do with your time?
I'll be with my friends, yeah.
Okay. That's important. So looking forward, do you guys have any ideas about, what you want to dedicate your time to? It doesn't have to be school, necessarily. Do you have any ideas about what you want to try to do in the next year?
Not really. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe something to think about it for the future. But algebra is probably...
Oh, yeah, algebra. Yeah.
It's like, oh, right, that.
Yeah.
Not so bad. Or, you know, there are certain, when I was going to high school, there were certain maths I liked and certain maths that were more challenging.
Yeah.
Like, I was really into geometry for some reason. And that was my thing. So maybe as you approach high school, you're going to find one kind of topic within a topic that you prefer. And then it's okay if, like, one, like, multiplication tables. I hated those, but they got the point across, right? Like, I had to learn to do that to get to the next step. So it's building blocks.
Yeah.
So I'm really impressed with you guys that you've gone this far and that you're going to take on the challenges that await you. It's really cool.
Yeah.
Well, thank you all for joining us today. We really appreciate learning about you and the skills you're learning. And thank you also, Audrey, for your time.